Hello and welcome to Eastern Sierra Now News. I'm Byron Walter. We have some great things for you today, but I want to encourage you to go download the Eastern Sierra Now app. It's the best way to catch the news and catch me. It's also got much more content than what I cover here. All right, and with that, let's head on to the news. But first, a word from our sponsors.
High Point Solar is your leading local solar power and battery backup company with access to the world's best technology. High Point Solar has installed over 1.4 megawatts of solar power in the Eastern Sierra. That's hundreds of homes in your neighborhood benefiting from low to no energy costs. With rising costs from the utility, the time has never been better to gain your energy independence with solar solutions provided by High Point Solar. Visit us at highpoint-solar.com.
Hey guys, it's Jesse. Instead of talking about Astorga's Mexican restaurant and how much I love it, I'm going to do you one better. I am going to use their online ordering system right now and show you how fast it is to get your food ordered. Ready and go. Okay, I am going to get a Astorga's Chihuahua style burger combo. Click, added to cart. And what do I want to drink? What do they have here? Mocktails, eh? Let me get a watermelon. We're gonna get that. And then we move on to sides. I wanna get some chips and I want to get some salsa. And what else am I gonna get here? I'll get some extra guacamole and move on from there. Soups and salads. What's soup of the day? Let's have that. We'll click that. And we got some appetizers here. Check that out. Bean dip, Mexican buffalo wings. Oh man, okay. Click, that goes perfect with Mexican burger. And it looks like that is good. Oh my gosh, there's all these other things, enchiladas and burritos. Nope, we're sticking with the burger here. We're doing that. And click here, order, boom, done. It is sent. All I have to do is go pick it up, man. That's how long it takes. You are good to go. Astorga's Mexican restaurant. You can't go wrong. There's nothing about that place that isn't awesome. I love them. Phone number, 760-872-3849. And you can see the menu at AstorgasMexicanRestaurant.com where you can place your online order. Trust me, that's how you want to do it. Head over there today. And do me a favor. Let them know Jesse sent you.
All right, I just want to thank our sponsors, High Point Solar and Astorgas. If they did not sponsor the news, I wouldn't be able to be here reading the news for you. And it's my pleasure to do so. So the bike park report in Mammoth. After rebuilding the bridge over Uptown, we will be ready to open Lower Twilight Zone this Friday, July 28th. Accessed from the main lodge via connector trail through Gus Pasture LTZ, as it's commonly referred to. Pedalpalooza is back this year, featuring a new multi-lap course 100% on Mammoth Mountain. This is an ideal event to test your endurance and have some fun in the process. Choose from 20 or 30-mile courses, which will take place on the trails Uptown, Downtown, Paper Route, Manzanita, and Big Ring. So here's the overall overview of the bike park. There's 11 trails open. The average daily temperature are high 70s. It's usually sunny, and there's usually a PM breeze. If you go to Eastern Sierra Now or download the Eastern Sierra Now app, we have all the cams from the mountain and a link to them. So go ahead and do that. All right, and on to other news. Very important news. Bishop Creek Canyon dams are seeing peak flows. A press release today. Dams in Bishop Canyon are now at near capacity, but are effectively accommodating peak runoff, which is going on right now. And it's going on by design, according to Southern California Edison and government relations manager Matthew Paruolo. Concerns arose recently about reservoir levels amid soaring summer temperatures. However, the flows are not expected to pose significant dam safety risks. I just visited Sabrina and also South Lake, and they are both totally full, and it seems like the dams are completely open. It seems like we are definitely in peak flow right now. By the way, those lakes are so beautiful. Please go up and visit them if you have not. I saw them last year when I was scouting my ability to move to Bishop, and they were almost, they were so much more empty. I mean, we're talking like 50 feet when it comes to South Lake and then 25 to 40 feet when it comes to Sabrina. I'm actually producing a film for Eastern Sierra now, showing an update about last year, this time when I filmed the lakes, and this year. So look for that pretty soon. So current dam levels and flows should remain high as recent excessive heat melts the rest of the Sierra snowpack still lingering in upper elevations. Bishop Creek Canyon, like other critical water, electrical, and transportational infrastructure throughout the Sierra, was spared from severe impacts by the relatively mild spring. We are so lucky for that beautiful mild spring, and it's so hot right now. Can you please come back just a little bit? Oh. The snow melt gave SCE time to make room for higher flows expected later in the summer, which is now where we currently are. So, a warning, recreating downstream of dams presents hazards. Water levels can change without notice and create treacherous events. Anyone recreating in the canyon is still advised to avoid the swift water. This includes staying a safe distance from creek banks that might be slippery or unstable. I also, up on my trip on Sabrina, I saw a lot of people fly fishing. Just be careful if you're fly fishing after the dam. They are controlling the water, and that is variable. So be very careful and monitor the swift water before you wade out in it or are around it catching your fish. By the way, it has been a stellar fishing season. I work at Starbucks, and one of my customers came up to me today who I gave blueberry scones that we had extra yesterday, and I guess those blueberry scones were super lucky because he caught massive trout. And on to other news. Registration is open for Lands and Legacy and Summerland Tours offered by the Eastern Sierra Land Trust. Save the date to celebrate. And we're celebrating Eastern Sierra Land Trust's 22nd anniversary. This is big news. Lands and Legacy Celebration, September 23rd, 2023, in-person dinner at Parallax Restaurant, hosted by Mammoth Mountain. This year's celebration will feature an exclusive guided tour at Hoonville Ranch on September 22nd. Secure your dinner and tour tickets. Registration is open. Tickets are $125 each. ESLT members receive a 10% discount. Let's toast to the wild beauty of the Eastern Sierra and get inspired this summer on the land that you have protected forever. Seriously, I love it here. This is one of the most beautiful places in the world. I've been a lot of places. I've done a lot of traveling as a rock climber, and I ended up here, and I want to take care of it, and I want to be a great citizen that just benefits the Eastern Sierras and leaves them better than I found them. So this is a great event. Please consider attending. And on Eastern Sierra now, we have the registration link. So download the app or go to easternsierranow.com and you can find the link and register right now for the Eastern Sierra Land Trust Lands and Legacy Celebration on September 23rd, 2023. And all right, for our last story, a huge opportunity. The Caltrans Office of Air Quality and Climate Change is excited to kick off Cycle 2 of the 2023 Climate Adaption Planning Grant, CAPG, program within Outreach. The workshop in your region is on August 15th. The state budget, $50 million, was allocated to the CAPG program to support local, regional, and tribal identification of transportation-related climate vulnerabilities through the development of climate adaptation plans as well as project-level adaptation planning to identify adaptation projects and strategies for transportation infrastructure. During the first completed cycle of CAPG funding, Caltrans funded 26 grant projects totaling $18.1 million. This is really important and can benefit your business and your organization. This grant is for planning organizations, regional transportation planning agencies, tribal governments, cities, counties, and transit agencies. So if you're one of those, please consider applying. The topics covered in this virtual workshop will be: what is climate adaptation for transportation infrastructure? Eligible CAPG project types, CAPG program requirements, successful adaptation planning project examples, differences between this program and other state adaptation funding opportunities. This is a large initiative and it's worth looking into. For questions, contact your Caltrans district representative or email Caltrans at adaptation.planning.grants@dot.ca.gov. All right. I realized I told you I was going to do the weather yesterday, but I was too depressed in the heat. Here we go. I'm going to start with Lone Pine today. It's 98 degrees currently. The chances of precipitation are zero. Humidity is 12% and the wind's 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow will be 104 degrees as a high and 72 as a low with partial cloud cover. That's good. On Saturday, we will have in Lone Pine a high of 104 and a low of 74. In Mammoth, a much different story. Right now, it's 71 degrees, which must feel nice. Tomorrow will be a high of 80 and a low of 46 at night. Saturday will be a high of 79 and a low of 45. Now up to Bishop. Right now, currently, it is 94 degrees with precipitation, zero chance, humidity, 12%, wind, 10 miles per hour. I'm just glad I'm not in Indiana in the humidity, honestly. I love, this heat's fine just as long as there's no humidity. On Saturday, it's going to be 99 degrees with a low of 61. We're getting a little lower as the week goes on. At least that's what's predicted. We won't be in the triple digits as much, which is awesome. Well, well, well. This concludes Eastern Sierra Now News. I want to encourage you to go download the Eastern Sierra Now app. Let's just be honest. It's an awesome app with lots of information, lots more than I cover here. I want to thank you for tuning in today, and I want to say that I'm truly honored to be your source of news in the Eastern Sierra. Thank you. Byron, out.